This one?
Yep, we can.
Yeah, I do, huh?
And let's not let it get out of control like last time.
Yeah, last time was bad. Are we on the air then? Okay. Yeah.
First of all, apologies from Phil.
I apologize.
Once again,
West
Madison
my,
is brought to you by the novel that I wrote.
Okay, hold on. This is where we're starting. Stop.
Volt,
halt. I am nipping this in the bud right now. We're talking one at a time.
Okay.
If you see someone else talking, regardless if you started or not, back off. I'm pretty sure we all learned that in kindergarten. Right?
You know, last weekend I just
pass
left.
The conch. Oscar!
Is this a conch?
Who said we needed a conch?
Do these actually work?
Tiffany, that was really funny.
Well, I do my best.
Yeah, it's so funny.
You know, last weekend I wasn't even there for half the interview. I got up and left.
I know.
I just like got up and left because I knew I wasn't going to be able to get in a word.
This whole time.
Let's
go later.
How's it going, Chipley?
I'm doing good, Phil. How are you?
Good. I'm doing excellent.
I feel I'm in like a 6th grade junior high pageant with this microphone.
Oh, yeah?
Like I'm in the announcement. Like well, little Timmy like Smith is going to be up next.
How do you know what a
6th
grade pageant feels like, Shipley?
I was in 6th grade at one time, Libby.
And you were in a pageant?
Were you in a pageant?
Shipley,
I didn't mean a pageant. I meant like a play or something.
You said pageant.
He was in a pageant of fornication.
Maybe talent show?
My secret dream to be a beauty.
Okay.
Did anybody know that Shipley's fond of fornicating with corn cobs? It's true, you know. And North Dakota is just a place for it with plenty of broad fields full of corn.
All right, can we, really quick, why don't all of you guys, like, introduce yourselves and say what you play?
My name is J. Charles Shipley from Minot, North Dakota.
Where do you play? Come on. Let's remember that.
I play the skins.
The skin flute?
Woo! Well, I'm Oscar M. Noriega, and I'm from Williston, North Dakota. Yeah, I play guitar.
And a mean hacky sack.
I'm Jason John Shipley. Jason Portman, and I play guitar with Oscar.
Oh, make sure you speak into those mics because
they're kind of touchy.
My name is Josh Schmitz. I'm from Williston, North Dakota.
Hey, Josh, control it.
And I'm not supposed to do that.
And he sings.
So you guys are all like on the Western North Dakota, giving it up for Western North Dakota.
But I guess
we all grew up on the rodeo circuit, or at least us three, discluding John Shipley.
I'm the only one from the cool town of Minot.
Ooh.
Because Minot rules and Fargo drools.
It's always been
that way.
Shipley grew up under direct instruction from the great guru Micah Scott.
From the ways of enlightenment.
Wait a minute. I think Micah is younger than Shipley, is he not?
What?
Isn't Micah younger than you?
No, we're the same age.
No?
We graduated together.
Really?
He's actually back in Minot now with his fiancée. Living at his parents' house.
Wow.
Alright.
Really nice house.
I'd live with his mom if I could, too. She's an awesome lady.
He's still playing music, right?
Yeah, I believe he and a guy named Corey are in a band together.
Yeah, because Roger's been playing some of his stuff on his little radio station.
That's different. That was from, that was when he was in Chicago, and he did, like, played all the parts himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. What was that album called, Shipley?
About Amber, I believe.
It was good, I heard it.
Into the mic.
Yeah, it was pretty good sounding shit.
Into the pink mic.
What was that, Phil?
That was good sounding stuff. He was responsible for the first Trans Am show, too. So.
Micah? Really?
He's the one who gave us our first show.
That's a bit of nostalgia that I never knew.
We played our first show in Minot.
Wow. Who with who?
Fits of Depression and Volcano Sons, I think they're called.
That's a damn good first show.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Did it rock the house? Did you play in a little gym? Did you play in the little gym downstairs with all the mirrors?
It was the Labor Temple.
Oh, okay.
Liberty.
Okay. The Labor Temple or the Liberty Tavern?
No, it was the Labor Temple, because it was a bigger show, and I guess they didn't want to do it at the Liberty Tavern.
The only other Temple show I remember was 59 Cent.
Oh, no. Dan Davis.
Yeah. That was a long time. That was like 92.
You're old.
We played the Labor Temple once with to like four people once.
Cool. Yeah. Those are the shows you always remember.
Yep. So.
The Labor Temple is quite a noble league.
Have you guys,
I understand.
You guys have been in some other bands in the Minot area then? Have you been like from way back when? Oscar, you were in a band, right?
No, we were out of Williston, though. Like.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, back from where you're...
Not to be confused with Minot.
You,
no,
but
it's Sister.
Sister, yeah. I heard you guys' tape.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I thought it was good.
It was fun. It was very...
I have no musical experience, I should point out. My parents just released me last year from my glass exhibition case.
You haven't even been drinking, have you?
Huh? I have not been drinking. I lived on a farm, and like every day I would go down to the creek, and I'd have to fish my breakfast.
All right.
Barefoot, I might add. Lingering over the bridge, staring at my reflection in the water. Is it true?
Wait, no, I don't think that's true.
It's true.
I'm pretty sure that's not true. Far from true, actually. that's my summation.
Right down the hill from my home, there's this very steep ravine which runs past this creek that runs about into the middle of forever. So.
Hey, where's your beer at, eh?
You can get there if you have the right boots.
Hey, Oscar's cousins! Oscar's cousins!
Finding out a lot about you.
Oscar
So, Oscar and...
Don't cerveza, por favor.
I'm Jason.
Jason. Oscar and Jason have been in a band called Lilu together. I know that much.
Yeah, how could you forget the infamous?
So you guys are kind of... You
way to go, Libby. Way to break the mic.
It's working.
You guys are formed from the ashes of Lilu, right? Wouldn't that be like if you had like a band bio on that came with a CD or something, it would say formed from the ashes of Lilu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Shipley's going to find the beer.
Shipley, give me a
Jason's a little afraid of the mic tonight, I guess. So we got to get some beer in him.
Shipley's getting the beer.
He'll be talking to his ass.
So how long
Jason doesn't drink, by the way, because he's a cybernetics engineer.
Are you really?
He needs all of his dexterity to produce, like, the man of the future and the woman of the future. And the infants of the future, the bionic infants of the future.
All right, so what do you guys do when you're not
really
playing
he's
in your
visionary.
Band? What do you guys do when you're not playing in your band? Question number 3.
I don't know. Hang out with Shipley? No, actually, I don't hang out with you at all, man. What's up with that?
Yeah, nobody hangs out with Shipley. He ignores us when we're done practicing.
I spend all my time with Jason. That's about it, I guess. We've got a hell of a life.
Two different worlds, Oscar. You're from Williston. I'm from Minot. I'm sorry. It just won't work. It's not going to work out. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
So, let's see.
What do I do when I'm not at work?
Yeah, what do you do?
I live in my lavish mansion.
You have after bar parties?
I have after bar parties and live in my lavish mansion and work once every 2 weeks at Prairie Public Television.
I have something to say really quick.
Which I was supposed to do tomorrow morning at 7:30, but I called and said that I wasn't going to go.
Rebel.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I felt really bad because I called him today and I was like, well, I shouldn't have said I was going to do it because I knew my band was playing, so.
I should have.
Bart, eat shit.
Shipley.
Come on, this is the radio.
FCC.
The Bochner Brothers
really quick, stop it.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Oscar.
Why do you like my throaty pain?
Monty! I told you the Bodger Brothers are trouble.
By the way, we think that Sarah thinks. Whoops.
What?
That someone's making out in that closet right back there.
Cool, busted.
Really, because there was giggling to be heard when the door opened and closed rather abruptly.
Well, I don't know if I'm the only one
Should we open up the door?
Is
anybody else sick of the anxiety?
Open the door. I'm not just going to go open the
door. I'd open the door if I'm there. You're both. I'd open it.
What?
I'd open it if I were
you. All right,
I'm going to go open the door.
We'll flatten and water down all of your hopes and dreams. We'll flatten down. We'll sharpen your individuality or dull it down.
Oh my God, they're making out! Busted in the closet! You said leave it open!
Good call.
Not only were they making out in the closet, but the door was slammed. Did you guys all see that?
Did you see how the door was slammed? We've riled them up now.
And I need to say this too, more than two people in the closet. Uh-oh.
Threesome.
All the clothes were on.
Menage three.
I think I actually counted five.
Oh, Dan was in the closet.
Dan, one of the
The webcast Owen.
Dan,
Coach and Chicken's Owen
was in the closet.
Was in the closet. Dan, were you getting your action on in there? Did today's forecast call for extended flurries of passion?
It's not really fair to ask a guy questions that he can't respond to.
Oh, I see.
All right, anyway, I think we should bring it back to the interview.
We should maybe talk a little more.
Is there anything you really need to know about us?
Where did Madison come from? Let's get that out in the open, huh?
Where did that? We were talking in our driveway one night. My driveway, I should
say.
Any
significance to West of Madison? I guess you
were
technically
just thrown out
west
there.
Of
and
Madison,
what were the other ones?
Huh?
Fuck. Note to Self was the first name. That was a little too emo-y. Oh, this guy's doing up his shirt coming out of the closet.
No!
Hoot, hoot.
I think that was just for effect. I really do. He came stumbling out. He's got a little lipstick on the collar. That's purely for effect.
What were some other ones? Last Night's Drive was one of them. That's really emo. Well, we are an emo band, so we had to think of an emo name.
I was going to say, did you connect the name with the emo band?
I want to name the band Barricade with X's in the back, front and back. They wouldn't go for that one. Yeah. They said it sounded straight edge or something.
I like that name.
Oh, and her hair's all let down. Look at that, yeah.
It was let down before.
How's it going, ladies? Coming out of the closet,
did
huh?
Did you have fun?
All right. Is there anything else you want to know?
I want to know.
West. Okay. West of Madison means what? Like Fargo is
west of Madison.
We are eight hours directly west of Madison. Fargo.
It's irony.
See, that's what I was saying earlier. I was like, you know, we're west of Madison.
Do you not get the ironicalness?
I need to use the word correctly, or not at all. I don't know.
Madison's just a really emo town and a really emo name.
It is emo, isn't it?
It is.
I kind of think of emo when I think of Madison. I like Madison,
it's
too.
It's a good name. My firstborn is named that.
Really?
West of.
That's
West
my niece's
of?
Name.
West of.
My niece's name is Madison as well.
But
my niece's name is Madison.
But really? When I was in Madison, I got the impression that there was a lot of emo fans in Madison. I think it's an emo town.
Through the grapevine, I've heard that.
Marhead just doesn't sound very
I want to take this utterly...
Do you guys get tired of the name emo ever? The term emo?
Very, very...
I get tired of it myself.
You get tired of it too?
Yeah.
It's the big craze with all the kiddies.
It's entirely too general.
Don't you consider yourself
there's punk rock,
emo,
and what
though?
Do you call punk rock when there's
or
so
not,
many different dialectical
kind
versions of punk rock? Like there's San Francisco Bay punk rock, there's Chicago punk rock, on down the west to east coast. I mean, so many versions of punk rock, it becomes meaningless. But you have to use something for categorization.
No, you do not have to.
So we'll fall back on emo for now, but I mean, you really have to listen to the music to dissect the influences. I mean, if you... I don't know.
Are you taking philosophy 101 right now?
No, I actually dropped out of school a couple of years ago.
All right.
Well,
I would say we're a cross between Hum and something else.
Hum.
I think we're a cross between Poison and White Lion.
Fuck yeah, yeah. That's what perfect. I was thinking. That
the
is
the yeah, you guys are going to play at the Minot Fair, aren't you?
We already
We're
did,
opening
dude.
Up for Christina Aguilera.
That was last summer.
And Ricky Martin next summer. Shake your bomb bomb.
Fuck yeah.
On the Where Are They Now tour, Ricky Martin next sorry.
All right, really quick, though, tour. is anyone else other than adverse to the emo term, or is it just you take what you...
I'm not adverse to it because we are. I'm yeah. sorry, but it, you know, there are different factions kind of emo. You know, there's
oh,
hard, there's screamo.
Let me tell you about this band we played with the other night called
right.
Levo, traveling from El Paso, Texas.
Texas. I heard about them. I missed the show.
You would, for reference purposes, you would have to maybe say that they're emo.
But they sounded nothing like us.
But their basic influences were more like 80s pop bands like The Cure or some such. You know, very melodic bands like The Cure. And, like, you might call us emo, but our more bass influences are much heavier. I mean, like, both of our guitarists, like, cut their teeth on Metallica growing up.
Slayer.
Yeah.
Fucking Slayer.
Ow.
Nobody here will deny their influence.
Well, how many people call us Jawbreaker emo?
Hey, I will not.
Call them Heaven West of Madison.
I grew up listening to Duran Duran and L.A. Guns, so.
Woo!
Did you have, like, a perm growing up, too?
No, I actually, in 7th grade, I had the retro mullet 7th grade perm. I had the big poof in the back. It was sexy.
Me and Oscar used to be in a Metallica cover band. We played Enter Sandman in the 10th grade at our
Enter
high school.
Very nice.
played black pants and mullets.
Did you have long hair, Oscar?
Yeah, they were pretty bad.
So, Phil, what about you? Would you call yourself emo?
I'm kind of omnivorous. I like...
Omnivorous? You eat plants?
That means he eats meat and vegetables.
Yeah, I like the hardcore rock stuff. I like punk. I like... I like emo stuff. I like just about everything.
You're
as long as it's
all
really
encompassing.
Good. Yeah,
I see.
That's I'm kind of like, you know, I get shit from time to time for being one of those indie rockers. You know, the kind of guy who listens to a lot of Guided by Voices.
By the
same
way,
time
support
as I'm
indie
listening
rock.
To the Hookers and you know, Nashville Pussy or
I understand.
Or something like that.
I understand. I got you. I got it now. I'm down.
We're hiding behind emos. So
when are we supposed to play
again? About NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I love the Backstreet Boys.
If you guys want to get up there, you go ahead. But
yeah, when are we?
It's kind of up to you guys.
I did hear a rumor that Shipley does know a lot of words to the Backstreet Boys.
Well, you know, I have friends in certain circles that listen to the Backstreet Boys.
Uh-huh, not always around you, baby.
Have you also heard the rumors about Shipley's sordid methamphetamine addiction?
Well, that's not a rumor. That's
Why do you think he owns
that's
the
a straight-up truth. My mom wrote that in the paper.
Whenever we practice, all we hear is, like, the beakers rattling from the bass thrum, the beakers of his meth lab.
That's why I always have to take long breaks. I got to go upstairs, cut up a couple lines.
I want a drink of water.
It's funny because it's true. I hope my parents aren't listening.
White lines,
what are they gonna
blow
say?
Away. Just remember that.
What?
White lines blow away.
By the way,
you know,
that's beautiful.
West Madison wants to officially support Michael J. Fox.
Have you ever heard White Lines?
You know how
by,
much of a struggle it is to continue acting with Parkinson's? It is a struggle.
Did he just, like, retire from his job, though?
Did he?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
What did he do?
Wait a minute.
He retired.
Done.
We
he's
still
done
support him
job.
In his
Michael
struggle.
Oh, yeah. He's battling. He's battling. He's living life full time now.
Yes, yes,
Who?
He is.
He's living
family.
Life full time.
Who's
he is
living
loving
full-time?
His children and wife full time.
I missed out on this. Who are we talking about?
We're talking
Michael
about Michael
J. Fox
of Spin Michael. City fame.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Leif Garrett.
This is really bad, but he and Christopher
Garrett.
Reeve have
He's
decided to live life full time.
Leif Garrett's been
Mr.
living life full time for the
sponsor.
Last 20 years.
Yeah.
B.A.
Yeah, they're
B-A.
In a crack pipe.
Mr.
G. Well, I suppose you better go play, eh?
Alright.
If you
By
want
the way,
Oscar's
emails,
ready
if
to go.
You
want.
Thanks for all my friends for not showing up. They never go to our show.
Hey, yeah, I said that on. Sunday, too.
This went a little better than last time.
I wanted to go Sunday,
although Shipley kind of
I was painting at my sister's house on Sunday.
Why do you always hurt
talking.
Me, Libby?
I love to hurt you. I don't hurt Shipley. He hurts
That's okay.
Me.
It gives me songs to write.
Oh, yeah. I give you beats to beat out.
Okay, we were talking to West of Madison. Fargo, North Dakota, Emo Masters.
I don't know how much information we actually gleaned from that about the band.
These interviews are never really great sources of information. They're usually...
And you know where they're from and you know that they're emo.
Yeah.
That's all I guess you really need to know.
They're usually more drunken conversation than anything else.
Huh. See, again, I'm a
novice.
By the way,
the hurting and the hunger can stop tomorrow. It all takes
a little more...
grassroots.
This was 100 times better than last
year. Exactly. I mean, exactly.
I could see it really like, I give up. I'm
leaving. Yourself in the smallest way.
However, I think I can safely say that West of Madison has not recorded yet. Phil,
yeah,
right?
No, they haven't. As far as I'm pretty sure. So you can't buy anything of theirs. But whenever Coach and Six get off their ass and update their website, I'm sure they'll have this show archived.
Yeah, that could happen.
You can
happen.
Save it to your hard drive.
Someday,
maybe.
Someday. We're wrapping it up. Roger's taking authority.
All right. Well, ladies and gents, you're listening to CoachandSix.com's Off Broadway. Stay tuned for more West of Madison. Thank you.